Yes?
Sorry, a broken promise. Look, just the proxies. 21 million against the last two resolutions.
Sorry, have you got the proxy? Can we, can we go back? Can we go back to the proxy? Sorry, we'll just get it back on the screen. There you go.
Yeah. Now, we only had 1 or 2% against the remuneration report, and we've now got 18% against the bonus deferral rights. And I must admit, if the proxy advisers are saying to vote in favour, I find that very puzzling, that $2.5, $3 billion worth of stock has been voted against all of these resolutions. I guess two questions. What is the issue? What's the problem with some of your major institutional shareholders about this? And Phil mentioned that 40% of the stock is owned by the staff. Roughly, what percentage of that is knocked out by the related associations issue? So I'm curious as to how much of the 95 million in favour is potentially the Babcock staff or board voting in favour of the CEO's bonus deferral rights?
I don't know.
The board can't vote.
No, I don't know how much the staff voters. Honestly, sort of get all the stats pulled up.
I don't know, Stephen. I also don't understand these proxy votes, because the consequence of voting against this resolution is that the directors get paid in cash instead of deferred compensation. Yep. So why there would only be a very small vote against the remuneration report, but a very large vote against this may reflect some issue that we're getting the shares cheap. The reality is we're getting the shares at above at least yesterday's closing price. So I'm not sure.
I suspect that the issue may be, I don't know either, I mean, because, you know, people vote. I mean, we're not, how can we ask them? But I suspect that one of the issues may be, and this because this was raised at the last meeting, that a number of people did not understand the bonus deferral rights were actually a conversion into shares of a cash bonus which had already been earned. And some people were concerned, as I recorded at the last shareholders' meeting, that bonus deferral rights didn't have any kind of threshold, any kind of hurdle, and a number of people asked questions about that, and we pointed out that in fact people had already passed the hurdle in order to get the cash, and all we were doing was saying, instead of giving you the cash, we're actually going to require that some of this be put into shares and that we hold on to it for 4 years until you get it. So it may well be that issue has continued with some of the people reading the remuneration report.
I'd also note that the total vote is less than a third of the total shares on issue, so pulling out the statistics and whatever, you know, we can go back and look at them, but we certainly can't tell you.
No.
But this issue has caused some confusion in the past, and I think Elizabeth is probably, we can do is put it down to that.
Michael, you had something you want to say? No? Okay.
I think the point to Stephen's question was that the three largest employee shareholders wouldn't in fact have been able to make that vote. So in terms of the percentages he was talking about with Jim, Phil and Jim Fantacci, their shares would have been excluded in any event.
Yeah.
Yep.